You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
This is the Jabberjaw Podcast Network. Visit jabberjawmedia.com for more shows like this one.
Hello, and welcome to episode 23 of the Managemental Podcast. This is a weekly discussion on hot topics in the music biz for the up-and-comers, the brand newbies, the beginners, and aspiring rock stars of tomorrow. Yes, the struggle is real, my friends, but let us help you uncover some of the mystery that is this challenging business of rock and roll. Today, I am filling in for Mr. Blasco, who is out on the road with Zach Sabbath, as your host with the most. And I have brought along my partner from Outer Loop Coaching, Paul.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, so guys, you know, I tried to do a little bit of a similar read to what Blasco does. He and I desperately tried to connect all week, but my life is a bit hectic, and with him being on the road, we just weren't able to make it happen. But I asked him if we could utilize this episode as a way to talk about what is happening currently and about to happen with my Outer Loop Coaching platform. If you remember, we did a previous episode about the course 60 Days to Signable, which is the first product that we offered at Outer Loop Coaching. And now that that is in the process of winding down this week and we are launching our next products, I thought it'd be helpful to bring Paul on to do a little bit of a dialogue with me about all things Outer Loop Coaching. Get mental.
I got to tell you, Mike, when we started talking about 60 Days to Signable and putting that together, you know, there's a lot of like, you know, geez, I wonder if people like this. I wonder if it's actually going to work. And, you know, it's untested, you know, and I got to tell you that, like, it's been so great. I haven't shared these with you because I told everybody we'll keep them anonymous. But like some of the things that people are writing about their experience in this course has been really, really cool. Like I get chills with some of these stories that people are saying. So I'm really excited that I feel like 60 Days to Signable has really been something that has made a really awesome impact for these people. So on their behalf, thank you for sharing what you know. I mean, not only here on this podcast, but then, you know, through Outer Loop Coaching. It's really, really cool and exciting.
Yeah, thanks. I was, you know, I've been talking to my wife, you know, throughout this entire process. And I swear each and every time I come home from teaching one of the courses and, you know, 60 Days to Signable for all of you out there was an 8-week webinar that, you know, I did every Wednesday for the past 8 weeks. And each and every time as I was prepping for it or as I taught it or as, you know, and then I went home, I was blown away. I mean, you know, thankfully, a lot of this stuff to me is stuff I know because I've done it so much in the past 12 to 13 years of my management career. But the way that, you know, you and the rest of my team have put it into a format and have, you know, how that has worked for the students has been remarkable. So I'm even impressed with what we've been able to do. So I think we can just keep this positive feedback loop going and going and going.
It's cool. And, you know, like you and I were talking about like, all right, so what next? Because 60 Days to Signable was all about, you know, how do you get somebody from, you know, I can't get anybody to answer the phone. I can't get anybody to respond to my emails. I can't get reviews. Like, you know, but I think my stuff is good. How do I get my band signed? And so trying to put together almost like a journey that everybody could go on and, you know, figuring out what those elements are that a band needs to get signed. But then, all right, so what next? And rather than kind of, you know, go on their journey, one of the things that you and I had talked about as being important on that journey is, you know, just getting attention and having some solid numbers. And so releasing an album or EP is a really great way to kind of get those numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, the thing with 60 Days to Signable that I love is whether or not the students are actually able to do it week in and week out, they now have the skill set that is required to put themselves in a position where they can pitch to people like myself who are managers and also run labels, but also booking agents, as well as so many other people within the industry. And now you're right. What is it that's, you know, going to really allow somebody to stand out? It's having, you know, using their release as a leverage tool to move themselves up within the industry.
Let me tell you a quick story, like from my background. When I was a manager, I had a client and we got this awesome cover art. It was fantastic. And the record label was really hands off with everything. And I booked the CD release party and then was trying desperately to get that art into the CDs and shrink wrapped and everything before the CD release party happened, and ended up the printer like was dragging their feet. I go to another printer and they're like, oh, I swear we can get this for you. We'll get all of it printed for you. No problem. We'll have it for you for the CD release party. And then when the CDs showed up, that awesome image was kind of like bleached out because they had printed on a digital printer instead of like a regular, like awesome,
you like know, an offset printer.
Printer. Oh, and it was like, and it was so embarrassing. And then on top of it, it was just like, it ended up being a great CD release party. But, you know, I just wanted to pull all those. Every time somebody bought the CD, I was like, no, don't do it. I'll get you a better one. Just wait, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's amazing. And it's funny. I mean, before I started doing all the things at Outer Loop, you know, back in the 90s, I ran a DIY, you know, hardcore label. And I always laughed. There was always inevitably something that went wrong with each and every release. And, you know, some of them were much bigger deals than others. You know, some of them, it was super small mistakes like you're talking about. Well, doesn't sound like yours was super small, but, you know, I'm looking at a color on a screen, an RGB screen, and when it goes to be printed in CMYK, you know, my beautiful red turned out to be, you know, or vice versa, this purple that I thought I was getting turned out to be red. You know, it was one where it didn't make or break the release itself, but starting way back then is when I, you know, I really started to learn and build the tool set that I now have. And things have changed drastically in the past 20 years, and they continue to change. Each and every day, something changes within the music business. But, you know, this is what we do all day, every day, week in and week out. And it's exciting for me to be able to relay that to, you know, the up and comers, the newbies, and even some of the established, you know, professionals and artists within the business.
You know, especially somebody who's planning on putting out their album or EP, you know, sometime over the next few months. I mean, this is crucial timing now, but what about people who, like, you know, they don't have it in their field of vision right now? Maybe next year, maybe 2018, we'll finally put out that full length album that we want to do, even though they're unsigned.
Well, I think what's great about, you know, a lot of the strategies that I will talk about in Release It Right, and then, you know, its partner webinar, Unleash It Right, you know, they're sort of universal. And that's kind of the nice thing about even 60 Days to Signable. Some of the students that came in, you know, they were all in different places and in varying places. And a lot of what I talk about in these courses, you know, just allows you to get into a mindset that I think can help you through many situations within the business. But that said, you know, I mean, if you're planning a release in 2018, or you might not even think you're planning a release yet, but, you know, you foresee one hopefully coming, you can really start to think about all of the tools that you need to have in order and be able to start thinking about how you will put them together once the release time frame is in your immediate field of vision.
That was one of the interesting things about 60 Days to Signable, is that while there were things that needed to be fixed and fixed pretty quickly, it was interesting to find out that for a lot of people, sometimes, you know, stuff happens and you're not able to kind of put that photograph together as fast as you expected, or get that bio written as fast as you had originally hoped.
Yeah, completely. I mean, you know, I was fortunate enough. I just got off a call with a couple of the students from 60 Days to Signable as we're wrapping things up, you know, for that course. And, you know, one of the students indicated that, you know, they've been waiting a really long time. They've had a very unfortunate process with their producer who wasn't delivering files on time and you name it. And it sounded just, you know, really frustrating. And it's stuff that I've gone through, you know, even with signed artists. But I laughed at them and said, you know, the world works in an interesting way. The fact that that stuff was delayed for you allowed you to get into this course. And frankly, when we went through all of their assets, you know, in the course, there was a lot of work for them to do. So sometimes, you know, those are some of those universal truths that we talk about. Sometimes you think that, you know, something delaying you is the end of the world, when inevitably it can be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah. So we talked earlier about numbers and how that makes a difference with the industry. Why is an album or an EP so important especially an unsigned band?
It allows you to have something that the industry can look at that, you know, puts everybody on a bit of a level playing field. It's social media numbers, they can be manipulated. I mean, of course, you want to drive those as best you can, and you want to drive engagement. But when it comes time to putting out a release and having hard sales figures, and even though, you know, we're moving towards, you know, a business where more and more things are streaming, it still allows those of us within the industry to utilize sales as a tool of something that is, you know, we're able to compare a band. So, you know, if a band comes out and does remarkable with sales figures and they end up on the Billboard charts, that turns people's heads. It allows people to always say, oh yeah, you know, they did great. They sold X amount, you know, first week. Other things that, you know, go along with that are headlining, you know, tour numbers. But so many unsigned bands are not going to be able to go out and they're not capable of having really quality headline tour numbers just yet. They might have local and potentially regional. So this is the one thing that, you know, I think you can really do to maximize your ability to have a calling card within the industry of, you know, people to say, wow, that band really is doing something. Look at their sales and their chart positions.
It's funny because I laugh often when I look at Billboard nowadays. You know, everybody was a musician once, but on a super small indie label, our first week sales, you know, we were barely trying. But if we had nowadays, and if we had sold the same number, we would have been charting in the Billboard 200. And it, you know, if you know what you're doing, I imagine an indie band can actually make a dent nowadays on something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, so much of the core stuff that, you know, we decided to go through based on your and my lengthy conversations was stuff that I'm implementing for my artists on a consistent basis. And that's why, you know, and I'm doing it because it's so important. Obviously, I have a track record for developing artists. And, you know, part of that development is getting them from a place where, frankly, nobody's paying attention within the industry to a place where people have to pay attention. And there's been plenty of times that I've signed artists on the managerial side who have nothing going for them in terms of, you know, sales history or anything like that. And so, you know, we thankfully, based on my relationships and oftentimes based on the quality of bands that, you know, I sign, I'm able to open some doors and have some conversations with people at labels. But what was happening was, even if we were able to get an offer, it wasn't a very good offer. We had absolutely no leverage. And so as more and more tools became available to quote unquote independent artists, you know, unsigned artists, even if they might have a manager like myself, there's so many tools that were available that I had to start to figure out ways to, you know, get them to do a self-release, to get some of these numbers going, to potentially get some chart positions happening. And then all of a sudden people's heads were turning and lo and behold, we were getting deals that made way more sense for the artist long term.
That's an awesome point. That is an awesome point. So you're prepping, you know, you put out your EP now. It's not just about getting that booking agent or getting that record label. It's about getting the right deal with the booking agent, the right deal with the record label. That's awesome. All right, so Release It Right, you're going to host that on July 22nd, $47, starts at 2 o'clock, 4 hours, and that's just covering the basics.
That's right. So this will be us in a webinar capacity going through and walking everybody through exactly how to set up, you know, a self-release. Or frankly, it could be, it doesn't have to be a self-release. You know, so many of the things that I learned from doing self-releases, I then turned around and was able to utilize for my signed artists. Indie labels are oftentimes, you know, completely overworked and understaffed. And, you know, me as the quarterback, as the manager that needed to make sure everything was going correctly, I wanted to come in and lay out a strategy for everybody. You know, of course, taking their input. If they're signed to a label, there's a reason for that, and I want to have their input. But, you know, us all agreeing on exactly, you know, the framework for how we were going to get all of the content together, you know, make sure that it's getting seen and heard in as many places as possible. Yeah, that's really the strategy behind Release It Right.
Yeah, and you know, $47 is, I mean, I wanted that price a lot higher than you did.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, I understand that. I mean, so much of what we're doing here in the early stages, and you know, thankfully with 60 Days Designable, I think we gave people such an incredible value. In fact, yeah, you know, I know for a fact that most of them would have paid 2 to 3 to 4 times as much as they did to get, you know, what we gave them. But I want to make sure that in these early stages, as we're still, you know, frankly, figuring out exactly the best ways for it to happen, I want people to feel like they're getting a great deal. And I mean, $47 is, to some people, nothing, and to others, it's something. But, you know, for so many of these people, if you're in a band and you got 4 members and you divide that up, even though not all 4 members really are supposed to attend, you know, that's even less than $12 a pop for 4 band members, you know, to give to one person so they can sit in on this, in my mind, incredibly resourceful webinar.
And one of the things that, you know, when we went through Release It Right, we call it basic, but I mean, there's a lot of really advanced stuff there. But then there's stuff that you do at Outer Loop and your team does that is just like, it's almost like a bag of tricks. It's stuff I've never heard of before. It's probably a lot of stuff that a lot of other managers don't necessarily do, but you've really got it down to a science. And so, you know, we talked about some of that stuff publicly with Unleash It Right, which is a second webinar that happens on July 29th. So to be clear, Unleash It Right is that Release It Right webinar on the 22nd for 4 hours, and then an additional 3-hour webinar on July 29th. Again, super low price, $97.
Yeah, so you get to sit in July 22nd for 4 hours and come back July 29th for an additional 3 hours to get all of those tips and tricks towards ensuring that everything is registered properly so you can count your sales, and making sure that you've got the right strategies in place so you can actually have sales to count. And these are things that, yeah, you got to think outside the box when you're trying to compete and put numbers on the board. And, you know, thankfully, again, we've been doing this long enough and know all, you know, we have an inventory of things that make sense for particular artists, you know, to ensure that they've got everything set up and they're maximizing the sales.
Yeah, it's kind of like Release It Right is set up for artists who are just, you know, maybe it's their very first release, or that they just want to make sure that the album gets put out right. They have a great CD release party. They have great media that comes out of it. All the like real basic stuff. But Unleash It Right is sort of those advanced users, the ones who are like, no, I really want to, I want to get industry attention out of this album or EP. I really want to make this my career.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I think you have to have, you know, something that you really do want to put those numbers on the board for. And you know, we'll get into other things in addition to just the sales and the charting. You know, streaming, like we said, is such a viable part of the business now. We'll talk about some strategies there. So, yeah, I mean, Unleash It builds on Release It, and I think it's going to be a really, really good flow for anybody out there who, you know, is in the you know, going to be setting up a release within the next, you know, 12 to 24 months.
A couple months ago, Lorna Shore put out their album, and I was just like floored. I mean, you got them Heat Seekers and Billboard 200 and pretty good high up chart positions and all that sort of thing. And I mean, like we said, you've been doing this for a while. I mean, how did that one come together? What's another like really great example of an album that just it all came together right?
Yeah, I mean, it's been really fun. And Lorna, of course, you know, they're an artist that we've managed for some time, and they did an EP previously and then an album on another label. And so, you know, they were poised, and we really needed to ensure that this record, you know, we hired the right producers and made a fantastic record. And, you know, I'd even shopped it around or played it for other people. And, you know, inevitably everybody's busy in this day and age. And so I knew I needed to turn some heads in order to get them some opportunities. So, yeah, we put these strategies into place. And, you know, lo and behold, heads were turned. I know for a fact that, you know, that those chart positions are what allowed them to get a spot on Summer Slaughter this coming year. And, you know, the band will be headed to Europe in the fall for the first time. Again, that's for these exact strategies, you know, and it works across the board. You know, we've had some immense success recently with Darkest Hour. You know, we did some crowdfunding with them, which was really cool, but then went and licensed their record to Southern Lord and made sure that we had the content and that release strategy in place. And inevitably, once again, you know, I mean, it was a great record, and with those tools in place, we were able to get them. You know, again, the industry's changed, so the numbers are different, but their chart position was the highest that they've ever been, once again.
And I'm sure that like, you know, a lot of managemental listeners, they're not just, you know, metal musicians, punk musicians. This is any genre. I imagine even like you're a pop musician, it's probably even more important than any to make sure you get some sort of sales activity, because that's what drives that shit more than anything else.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, so many of these strategies are not genre specific. It's things that anyone, you know, can and should be able to implement. You're right. We're calling out the more metal ones because those are the most recent. But again, these strategies will work across the board if you're trying to, you know, for release it right, if you're trying to get an album or an EP, or if frankly, even if you wanted to get a single out there, many of these strategies will work, you know, to ensure that you're getting the most eyes and ears on them.
That's awesome. Outerloopcoaching.com is where you sign up and can purchase the webinars. Release It Right on July 22nd, $47, 4 hours starting at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can be anywhere in the world to watch Mike teach that one. And then Unleash It Right is that webinar, the Release It Right webinar, plus a second webinar the following Saturday, July 29th, 2 p.m. It's 3 hours on the second one, just with all your tricks and secrets on that one, for just for the advanced people who really, really want to make a big push with their next EP or album release. And that's 97 for Unleash It Right on the 29th and 22nd, 47 for Release It Right on the 22nd.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I mean, this is, you know, we say tips and tricks. So much of it to me is just strategy. You know, I pride myself on being strategic and think that, you know, the results speak for themselves with the artists that I've been fortunate enough to, you know, guide throughout my career. And I'm excited. You know, once again, it's allowed us as, you know, a team at Outer Loop Coaching to really build an amazing product. People, I think, are going to be, you know, just as with 60 Days Designable, you know, there's some hard, tangible things that you will hold in your hands in the frame of workbooks and things that allow you to take this stuff away and really, you know, it's not just in one ear and out the other. We're giving you a toolkit that you can utilize for whenever it is that you, you know, need to A, release something, or B, you know, release it and ensure that it puts up the numbers.
Excellent. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks thanks again for listening to Paul and I go through this stuff. I thought it would be an interesting way for me to plug some of my services in this instance when Belasco was not available to us. He is out on the road having a blast, and you can find him on Twitter and Instagram at Belasco1313. And for me, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at MikeOloop. Please feel free to check out our past episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And, of course, ratings and reviews on those various platforms are always helpful. We look forward to getting back to our regular managemental programming next week. So, you know, thanks again for bearing with us. And thanks for allowing us to get mental.
This is the Jabberjaw Podcast Network.
The number you have reached is 100.7 WMMS.
It wasn't just a radio station, it was a lifestyle.
Cleveland is a rock and roll city for sure.
I feel like Chicago's.
Get down!
The Wrath of the Buzzard. WMMS. Cleveland.
The rise and fall of one of the most iconic radio stations in America. Profiles. The Wrath of the Buzzard. PROH Files. Subscribe now wherever you get podcasts.